coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by the Hayden Williams Alpha Insurance Agency. Now, here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report as we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in Daphne, Alabama. Glad to have you with us, and I mean that in a big way, Coach. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Coach Mark Lasseter hanging out with us. Coach Rick Cleveland on assignment this week. Dalton Orwig back pushing the buttons for us, keeping us on the air. And always good to have Dalton back there. Stephen does a great job, but good to have Dalton as well.
Absolutely.
But, Coach, it is good. Very, very good. Good to see you this morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, buddy. Glad you're feeling a little better, kind of under the weather the last few days. Yeah. And we're just praying for you, pal.
Well, I appreciate it.
We get done today. You go get some rest.
That's right. That's right. How you been? How's everything going in your world right
now?
Oh,
good. Just had started driver's ed this week, and just wanted to make sure my ICD unit was working just like it's supposed to. And so the kids kept me in line, and everything worked good. So, yeah, everything's good. Got the, you know, the big news at Bayside right now is if you drive by there and look off of Old County Road at the stadium, you'll see nothing but mounds of dirt as all that field is being taken up, and there'll be a new turf field put in this summer.
Really?
And it's going up right now. If I've got this right now, I know some of my Bayside folks are probably listening, but it'll be a new turf field. We have a new track around the outside of it and new lights on the stadium. So it ought to be really nice for that opening game this fall, our opening home game this fall.
That'll be great, man. That is, and I got to tell you, you know, I did play-by-play for Bayside for 16 years, I think, something like that, 14, 16 years. And just that stadium is one of the nicest stadiums around.
It is.
I mean, the scenery, the setting, especially when the sun is going down over the water, absolutely fantastic.
It is. And, you know, and I have mixed emotions about the turf. You know, I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. But I know the care that's been put into that field for many, many years by our good friend Doug Lefford.
No doubt.
Who worked on that field to make it one of the most one of the best fields I've ever seen. Just a beautiful grass field. And Doug has just done a fantastic job on it. But there's come to our attention as we started a new capital campaign and buildings going up that some of our kids in PE classes, you know, needed some place to go play.
Sure.
Because they play out there on the bluff, and by the end of April, or by end of usually by February, the bluff is getting to where it's a little bit void of grass.
If you will.
Those kids get out there and have themselves a large time.
Hey, so, I want to mention, too, you know, we have some great sponsors, of course. Today's show is presented by Hayden Williams Alpha Insurance Agency. Glad to have them on board with us. Clark and Kelly Williams from Alpha. Glad to have them. And, Coach, one of the things, and we're going to get into sports. I'll line the show up for you here in just a second. But we need to take a moment and just thank the sponsors that we have, because without them, we can't do this.
Right. You know, it's a big, big thing for our show, and the purpose of our show is to build up schools, kids, coaches, communities, and not tear them down. That is our mission. That's what we want to do. That's what Rick envisioned in this many, many years ago. And so with that in mind, to keep us on the air, to keep that positive thought and positive ideas and positive reinforcement of high school athletics, especially in our area, you know, we can't do it without our sponsors. And I just, you know, I think you can go on our Facebook page and you can find all of our sponsors there. There's a page that has them all located on there. So I think that it's an important part for us to make sure that our sponsors know how much we appreciate them. And if you go by one of our sponsors' shops or stores or however you do it, make sure you tell them you heard about it here on Prep Sports Report, and just let them know that they're being heard.
Absolutely. Yeah. It means a lot to them. Certainly means a lot to us. And I promise you, they're going to take very good care of you. We're pretty particular who we have as our sponsors.
That's right.
So it's not our sponsors. It's our partners.
That's
And that's
right.
what's big. All right, let me go ahead and get the table set for you here on today's show. Coming up in at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Catherine Spurgeon, who is part of the Green & Phillips law firm, law agency. And we're going to be having the AHSAA Radio Network's Coastal Alabama Player of the Week. Always have a great player. And I'm going to tell you, the ones that we get each and every week that they tell us about, that they select, Mark, they are performing like never before.
Right.
We're hearing stats that are just unbelievable. And I'm sure we're going to have a good one today.
I'm sure we are. Look forward to that and really appreciate Green & Phillips for doing that and highlighting these kids and for what they do that people may not hear about or may not find out about unless it's here. And so we really appreciate them doing that for us.
Absolutely. And then we'll close out the hour with Coach Michael Knapp, the basketball coach at UMS Wright. Always great to have Michael on. And this is a premier high school coach in the area. And we'll talk a little basketball. What's coming up in the future? Because here we are in summer. What are they doing for summer to get prepared for next year?
That's right. And I'm looking forward to hearing Michael's tell us a little bit about his UMS basketball team, about any camps he's got this summer. And also, I'm looking forward to hearing his take on the new format that we're venturing into this fall with private schools separate from public schools and how that's going to work out for basketball. Because I know there's still meetings going on. I read an article yesterday about a meeting, a Zoom meeting this coming Monday with the private school committee and going forward, how it's going to look with different sports and play. They're trying to get more playoff games for the I think it's for the two different groups of sections, you know, the AAA and AA private school leagues.
Right. And, of course, June is basketball month. And, of course, the new shot clock rule comes in. We'll talk with him, get his thoughts on that. Because, I've got mixed feelings on that. I do like the shot clock because it does speed it up and it does kind of put you in a different strategy toward the end of the game. Because, you know, a lot of times you like to go to that four corners, run the clock out. Well, there's another reason why you don't like the shot clock. But I think it'll be interesting. Obviously, doing college basketball for as long as I did, the shot clock, we had it every game.
Right.
So I think bringing it to high school kind of gets these guys prepared for college, those that will go play at the next level.
That's right. And, you know, like you said, I'm a little bit mixed on it because being as old school as I am about some things, I always like that fact that, you know, a coach comes into a ball game and he knows he's not as talented as the team he's about to play, but he has some guys who can really handle the ball and shoot free throws. He knows he's got that. But he also knows he can't run up down the court with the team he's about to play. So what does he do? You know, he pulls the ball out and spreads it out, goes a type of four corners of some sort to try to offset his ability versus their ability, which is to possibly run and gun.
Right.
Well, that's taking that out of the game, you know, that bit of coaching, which bothers me a little bit. But at the same time, high school coaches, college coaches, all coaches adapt to the format and figure it out. And, you know, you just won't see that anymore. You know, that's just not a part of the game. And I always kind of liked it because it was hard to do that, because normally, even if you spread it out and went four quarters, you're still going to end up making a mistake, and then they're going to hammer you on it.
Absolutely. And then at 9 o'clock, we continue our legend series, and we're going to do it with one of the best officials, one of the longest-running officials in the state. Robert Schottlos is going to be with us, and I'll tell you, this is a guy that's got some stories.
Oh, yeah. He's got some stories. I hope he doesn't tell any on me today. I'm really worried about that. But Schott is one of my friends that I've known ever since I moved to this area back in 1999, and just got to know him and not as much about, you know, Schott loves what he does. He's been doing it for 47 years, officiating high school sports, football and baseball. I don't know if he's done anything besides those two, but he'll tell us when he comes on. But He has a passion for it. He has a passion for kids. And we don't have officials on enough. You know, officials get yelled at all the time. This is a chance for us to tell this guy how much we appreciate what he has done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Hey, hang tight. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, we've got some things to get into, a lot going on. We're going to tell you all about it when we come back right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I see your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
So you always have to play a little Boskag, Steely Dan, and on a Saturday morning. And the guy that's just joined us, probably that's his favorite band, is Steely Dan, I'm sure. But welcome back to Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Rick Cleland has the weekend off. And we have a fella in here for a special reason. Yeah, two reasons, actually. When you come to East Shore Hyundai, you want to see this guy. He's going to take care of you. All right, Justin Staten's on here with us. And not only is Justin the number one guy here at Hyundai in Daphne, but also big buddies with a guy we want to talk about, and that is one Pat White.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pat White just gets hired on at West Virginia now.
Yes, sir.
All right, so how good is that for him to go back where he played ball?
It is absolutely awesome to see it go back full circle for him.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us a little bit about, of course, Pat from Daphne. You had the opportunity to play with him. Talk a little bit about Pat and his career here.
So playing with a guy like Pat is definitely amusing, to say the least. But what most people don't understand about him, they look at him as a quarterback. He is actually one of the toughest people I've ever met. You know, a lot of times they think the quarterbacks are soft, but I know there's a play in West Virginia. He threw a block, and they were like, oh, my God, did you see that? Well, I was used to that. He'd love to set the edge for a block from me and Byron Mosley in a heartbeat. So, you know, it's just great playing with somebody who everybody felt like wasn't a quarterback. But to his running back, he was always a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I never had a doubt that he was going to go off and do great things because he had already started doing that. You know, that offense was just tailor-made for him at West Virginia. And, you know, he's just a great teammate. He's one of those people who you can always count on, whether he's hurt or injured, as our old coach used to say. Either way, you can't make the club in the tub. So we tried to stay out of the tub. We stayed on the field as much as we could. Man, it just was great watching him run, man.
Well, it looks like also they're going to retire his number for good reason.
Oh, man, I messaged him last night, and I was like, man, I got to get my jersey signed now before they sell them all.
That's right.
So I've been a collector for years of a lot of things, but it's awesome to have your own friend's card
right.
And your own friend's, you know, jersey.
Right. Well, that's got to be good. Well, I got to tell you, we have a friend that is perhaps one of the biggest West Virginia fans that live here in Baldwin County, okay, a big Pat White fan. And he has been asking, and I'm serious, Justin, he's probably been asking for about 15 years, would you or Coach get me Pat's autograph? Would you get a jersey and get him to autograph it?
I'm going to text him right now. I know he's
We'll pay for it. We'll take care of all of that. But this guy who's getting up in age would absolutely be
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Do you know how difficult it was to try to defend Daphne High School when this cat right here was playing fullback and Pat was playing quarterback and they ran that midline where they ran zone read? Coach, I'm telling you, because a big boy would come flying up in there, Justin, and he's going to bang you, you know, when he hits up in there. That's, and you got to be ready to close on it. And as soon as you end close, Pat would take the ball. Just like you said, there were times I remember I saw Pat pull the ball on zone read, and he could run at you, your outside backer or your safety, whoever's filling it down to make the tackle. He could either give you a shake and beat you, or he'd drop his shoulder and run over you. I mean, he wasn't a big guy, but he brought he brought with him an attitude that I'm just like everybody else on this field. And the best thing I remember about Pat, and I don't know Pat very well, except for watching him play ball, but I remember after each time we played Daphne, he would always walk across the field and stick and look you in the eye and shake your hand and say, "Coach, good luck to y'all." You know, every time. No, he had no ego about it. So, you know, that's from an that's an outside guy. That's a guy on the other side of the sidelines watching him play. But, you know as well as I do, Justin, he did it the right way.
He did. So for, you know, the friends he has and he's had for years, the one thing about him you got to understand, he has no clue he's Pat White.
You know, which is awesome.
He has a different filter. You know, we've been shooting pool before, and this guy is a huge Bama fan, and he's standing there looking at Pat the whole night. And Pat's terrible at shooting pool. And we're pool sharks. He beats the guy. And the guy says, I really want your jersey. And Pat, I want you to sign my hat. And Pat said, I'm not signing the Alabama hat. The guy threw his hat in the trash and went and grabbed a shirt, and he signed his shirt.
Really?
I mean, it's just he is one of the most humble people you ever meet. He was raised by great people.
We got Justin here with us from Eastern Shore Hyundai, and talking a little Pat White here. Pat now is on that West Virginia staff, and I think it's a perfect match. But it does make me ask the question, why did – being from Daphne, Alabama, going all the way up to West Virginia, that's a pretty good hike, okay? Why did he not stay in the Southeast?
Because he knew who he was, and other people refused to believe it.
Was his size a factor in it as well?
I think his size may have been a little bit of a factor, but, you know, a left-handed quarterback is unique in itself.
Sure.
But when you see what he could do with the football – running, it would almost overshadow how good his arm was. Most people didn't realize he had a great deep ball.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Would you compare him to a Tua?
I mean, yeah.
A little different.
But Tua just, you know, Tua has a really big arm. Pat had a explosive arm and explosive legs. And what most people don't understand about him, he could read a defense as good as you've ever seen. You know, just reading the ball. I thought I had the ball until I realized he was on the other side of the field with it. You know,
and Pat's ball, when if I remember this correctly, he had a little longer release.
Yeah.
Okay. Where if you watch Tua back when he was really playing well at Alabama, when they were running those RPOs, those quick slants,
right,
he has a quick release.
He has a very quick release.
And it's gone. Pat didn't have that. Pat had a different release. But what he has that Tua didn't have. He had that running instinct. He had a running instinct that was as good as anybody I've ever seen. I'm going to tell you something. It broke my heart when I saw him get hit in that pro game.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I was watching it on TV, and I saw him go down, and I remember telling my boys, I said, I don't think he's going to get up. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get up. And it just broke my heart because here was a guy who had beat all the odds, in my opinion.
Yep, sure.
He had gone and played. Nobody said he could play quarterback in college. He played quarterback in college. Said he couldn't play quarterback in the pros. He's playing quarterback in the pros.
And did well.
And, I mean, just – and the thing about it is he's such a great person, you know. So, kudos to West Virginia. Yeah. They're doing it right, and good for them.
I think the best thing they could have ever did was bringing a real legend home.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, as sad as it was for me to see him leave, he came and saw me at work. We talked about it, him and his little boy, and I said, I know this sounds selfish, but I don't want you to go.
Yeah.
Right.
And but I understood the opportunity.
Sure.
And I'm going to say it here loud and proud. Mark my words, Patrick White will be the next head coach at West Virginia.
Wow.
That'd be fantastic.
He's going to be the head coach at West Virginia.
That's awesome.
And that's what, you know, Patrick never goes anywhere to play in the shadows. That's not how we were raised. We go to dominate, to learn, to teach, and to filter kids to the right place. So all those kids in West Virginia, y'all have the GOAT there with y'all. Take advantage of it.
We got about a minute and a half left here, all right? And I want to take just about 30 seconds real quick and tell us what Daphne looks like for the upcoming season. And then tell us what you got going on here car-wise.
So right now it looks like Daphne's going to be pretty good. I think we have a pretty good receiver class coming in. Of course, we got Big Trey on that end still. We've got some really good offensive linemen. One of my real good friends, his son plays offensive line for Daphne, Caden Forrest. So Caden's a force to be reckoned with. I'm sure he's at my house eating up all my food right now.
So it looks like a pretty good season.
I think Daphne's going to have a pretty good season.
That's awesome. Justin, all right, before we let you go here real quick, what's going on here at Eastern Shore Hyundai?
Man, we have some deals on wheels. Come on, see us. We've got some really low interest rates, 1.9. We did have some 0%. They took that away, but we've got some customer cash on some cars up to $2,000 or more. Come by here and see us, 251-626-6363, or just ask for Justin Stanton. We're always here.
You when you come in, yeah, if you're a Daphne fan, you're a West Virginia fan, come see Justin, okay? You never know what the bonus may be.
That's right.
Yeah, you may get you some tickets. You never know how it's going to work out.
Good stuff. Justin, as always, man, good to have you, buddy.
Thank you,
buddy.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you,
Justin,
man.
Stanton, right there. One of the best in Daphne for sure. All right, we take a time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Catherine Sturgeon of Green & Phillips right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Cleveland. The weekend off. It is time to go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in Catherine Spurgeon with Green & Phillips Law Firm. Catherine, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Good morning, and thank you for taking time to be with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
Catherine, we're really excited about having you with us this morning. Going to tell us about the Coastal Player of the Week. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, the HSAA Coastal Player of the Week.
Yeah, and this, we're actually celebrating the Player of the Year, the Baseball Player of the Year, Faith Academy senior pitcher Christian Freeman. Christian led the Rams to the 6A state championship while earning the honor of wearing Faith Academy's prestigious number 7 jersey, which recognizes leadership, character, and service. And on the mound, he finished 11-2 with a 1.97 ERA, 100 strikeouts, and just 18 walks in 77 innings. And his coach, Holy Matt Seymour, cow, calls him a team leader, a spiritual leader, and an outstanding student. Christian has actually signed to continue his baseball career at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. So big congratulations to Christian Freeman for being our Player of the Year for baseball.
Coach, that's a outstanding stat right there. Yeah, 19 walks, was it 19 walks in 70-something games?
Yeah. That's incredible. A lot of control.
Absolutely.
A lot of control.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to him. And of course, we always thank Catherine. We always thank you and Green & Phillips for having the HSAA Coastal Player of the Week. But we also have a law question for you that's coming your way. And here it is. Summer is full of camps, trampoline parks, water activities, and other actions that require people to sign waivers before participating. Now, if someone gets hurt after signing a waiver, what does that automatically mean that they don't have a case?
That's a really good question, and the answer is not necessarily. A waiver does not automatically protect a business if they were negligent or maybe failed to provide a safe environment, whatever that might mean in the circumstance. But, of course, every situation is different, and that is especially true when children are involved. So we've at the firm talked to many people who assumed that they had no rights because, you know, they maybe signed paperwork, but, you know, that just is not always the case. So if you've been injured, it's always worth, you know, speaking to an attorney before making any type of assumption about what you might be entitled to. And so the, you know, attorneys at Green & Phillips, of course, are always happy to help. You can call 251-300-2000 for our Birmingham office. You can also text that number, or you can call, come by our office at 51 North Florida Street anytime. You never need an appointment.
Yeah, there you go. And you said it right there. You never need an appointment. Mark?
You know, Catherine, one thing I wanted to ask, and I think we talked about this a week or two ago, but just a reminder, if you are in an accident of some sort, what are the steps you take before they need to reach out to you guys and say, hey, I need some help?
Okay, well, that's a great question, too. So you always first want to call 911 and, you know, get somebody a professional on the scene who maybe can help aid in any medical treatment that you need to get. That's also something that's really important to do off the bat. Take pictures, if you can, of the scene around you. If by chance there's somebody who witnessed the accident or the situation, if you could get their contact information, that can help in the long run as well. So always make sure you're safe. You call 911, you get medical treatment. But then as soon as you can, do talk to a local personal injury attorney who can help walk you through the next steps and the options, because as everyone knows, once insurance gets involved, it can get kind of crazy.
Yes.
No doubt. All right, Catherine, again, locations are in Mobile, Birmingham, Atlanta. Did I miss anywhere?
No, that's all for now. But, you know, anywhere in the state, we want to be able to help. And we're really excited about our new Atlanta office. But you can call or text 251-300-2000 24/7, and we will get you to the right person immediately.
Catherine, outstanding job. Again, good to have you on this morning, and thank you for bringing us the AHSAA Coastal Player of the Year, Baseball Player yes. of the Year. Thanks. We look forward to talking with you again real soon.
All right. Thanks so much. Talk next time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Catherine Spurgeon with Green and Phillips. They do such a wonderful job. I'm going to tell
they
you.
They do.
You know, I've used them personally, and they took – I have to tell you, all I did was hand it to them, and they just said, hey, here's all you got to do. Come sign this. I'm like, that's fantastic.
All right.
Okay. So if you need some help, if you've been in a car wreck, you had an injury of any sort, that's who you call is Green and Phillips.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff for sure. Let me just mention real quick, Justin Stanton, that was here with us a little bit, played at Daphne. Perhaps one of the top 10 athletes, football players to come through Baldwin mm-hmm. County. Talking a little bit about Pat White. Nobody knows Pat White better than that guy right there.
Right.
And just good to hear his take on Pat. And Pat is such a wonderful guy. And maybe we can get him on sometime.
I'd love to. I really would. I remember watching that son of a gun one night. We're playing at Daphne, and he pulled the ball and took off down the hash mark. And I mean, it was like he was out to practice early. And he was just gone. I thought that made one of the prettiest running forms I've ever seen, him running down the field. I mean, he was eating up 5 yard increments in like 1.5 steps. I was like, good Lord, look at that cat run, because he could flat go. But again, even with all that, the great thing about Pat is like what Justin kept saying, he's such a humble person. You know, and so we're real proud of him.
Absolutely. A little more news from around. We've got a couple of minutes left here in this segment. In Baldwin County, another note that we need to make sure that we pass out. Paul Stroud, the Fairhope soccer coach, has retired. And now you knew him
yes,
pretty
very well.
Well.
I knew Paul very well, and so happy for him. I can't even – I was looking for his number the other day, and I can't find it. So I'm going to have to get somebody to get it to me, because I'd like to congratulate him. He's retired from public schools at Fairhope after 26 years at Fairhope. And he won a state championship there, several playoff runs, got a great record, and has now taken a job at McGill Tooling.
Yeah, and he's excited about it.
Yeah, he is. So he's going over there to double dip a little bit, which is not a bad thing at all.
Ask a man who knows.
That's exactly right. It's a good thing. So good for him and Paul and his family. We just wish him the very best. But he did a great job at Fairhope. I remember, you know, and also many people may not know this. Paul was served in the National Guard, you know, and we just think the world of him. I remember when after 9/11, wasn't long after that, he ended up having to go, I think, to Afghanistan. I don't remember where it was exactly where he had to go, but he had to go over there, and Bob Keyser, one of his assistant coaches, took over the team while he was gone, and Bob did a great job.
Right.
Bob's a wonderful guy. But, boy, we missed Paul during that time, and I want to thank him for his service to our country, and for what that means to all of us.
Yeah. Hey, good luck to him over at McGill.
Absolutely.
Good luck to him for sure. Hey, another note I want to mention real quick regards to the Foley Lions. It looks like Brian Moore is coming from Opelika to Foley. Any reasons why? Do you know about that or how that?
Brian Moore? Is he coming as an assistant?
I think so.
I don't really know Brian. I don't know.
All right.
I don't really know much about that.
Well, this, I think Ms. Sheila would like this one right here. Looks like Ryan Little, he's got some big shoes to fill over in Jackson.
Well, if anybody's up for that job, Ryan Little's up for it. Ryan is a guy who has never shied away from, you know, competition.
Right.
From a job. He coached at Chickasaw.
Yeah.
And made Chickasaw a pretty good little football team while he was there. And that's a tough job. Chickasaw is a tough job.
Yeah.
And he made those kids work, and they got after it, and they played hard for him. I think he's a good fit, but he does have some big shoes to fill. I mean, the problem is, I don't think the cupboard's ever going to get bare at Jackson High School, because they've got great talent in that city. But they just graduated one of the most talented senior classes that they've ever had there. You know, several of those kids are going on to play Division I football.
Yeah.
And you know, one of them's Crowell at Alabama, and then Duckworth, he's at South Carolina. So that is
a combination that is incredible. It's almost, I mean, in a different regard, almost like Pat Sullivan, Terry Beasley type.
Yeah.
I mean, just unstoppable.
Unstoppable. And that, I mean, because I remember we played them when they were a lot younger, and Crowell, and he'd take the ball, and, you know, you had to put people around him, and then Duckworth would fake it to him, and he'd throw a laser beam about 40 yards down the field to some 6'2" receiver who I think is going to Mississippi State, you know, who catches it in stride, and we're out there just trying to flag them down, you know, trying to get a hand on them. But they were some really good football players. And they've had a couple of really good years.
No doubt. Hey, coaches, we close out this segment. Of course, coming up in our next segment, we're going to have Coach Michael Knapp on, the basketball coach for the guys over at UMS Wright. We got to thank Premier Collision. All right. Again, somebody that we've all used. And if you have any type of wreck, any type of just a little ding even, these guys can help you. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, or you can give them a call, 251-478-4500. Chris, Kim, Tyler, all those, they all do a fantastic job over there, and they will take very good care of you. All you have to do is walk in and say, Coach Cleveland sent me.
Right.
Sit back, relax. You'll probably have
You're
a
good.
Latte coming
You're
to you.
Good.
That's right. They will take good care of you. 251-478-4500. Or you check them out at 1177 Sledge Drive. Go by and see them. They will take very good. From a ding to a major collision, they have got you covered for
That's
sure.
Right.
So
another thing, too. The other night, I've been having some issues with my back. I mean, it's been killing me. And it's been going on for quite a while. So I was having a really tough time. I texted Dr. Jay Savage at Gulf Orthopedic.
Yeah.
He texted back. He goes, I know if you text me this late, it must be bad. He got me in the next day, got me taken care of. Gulf Orthopedic in Fair Oak. What a wonderful group of people.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little UMS Wright basketball. We'll do that with Coach Michael Knapp right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Hayden Williams Alpha Insurance Agency. Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Laster, and Coach Cleveland's got the weekend off. And, Mark, I don't know. Is he fishing? What is he doing? Is he golfing?
I think
or is he working?
I think he's chasing a white ball.
He's going to be mad that we said that.
You yes, know
that.
He is.
So that's
yes,
all right.
He is.
That's right. Because, you know, it's kind of funny. With the three of us, it with Coach here, I mean, it's a home run. All right? With me and you, we're struggling to get base hits.
That's right.
Right.
Or the better analogy is golf, where you hit the ball down the middle, and I'm in the woods, and then we're both way short of the green, so we're scrambling just to get up and down. So.
And he's got us out there in the scramble, three-man scramble. He's got out there, us out there 270, 280. You know, we're only about a buck out from the green. All right, there's enough for the analogies. All right. Hey, let's go back to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome a good friend of the show, Coach Michael Knapp with UMS Wright on the line with us. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Good morning, guys. Maybe if you've been hitting singles all morning, maybe we can hit a double in this segment.
There you go.
I love that. I love that. You took that and just ran with it. So we teed it up for him.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Michael, if I'm going to hit a double, it's going to have to be a ground rule because I'm not going to outrun any thrower in the outfield. I don't care where it is.
Well, maybe it'll be one of those friendly box score hits that should have been an error, you know, but you get the double.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Michael, let's talk a little bit about let's review your team last year, what you're looking, what you're doing now this summer, and what 26 looks like for you, 26, 27 looks like for you. Talk a little bit about last year's team and kind of how you wrapped up the year.
Yeah, we had a really solid team last season, and you know, put together a 20-win season, which is something we've done 6 of the last 9 years, which was really special for that senior group. And, you know, it was kind of with all the changes in the state association and us moving to the private league, class AA, and really our last season as we stand now in the full association the way it's always been, you know, for UMS and UMS Wright since the AHSAA was founded. We were a charter member, so we're kind of entering a brave new world that we're going to figure out and go compete in at a high level. But you know, it was our last year in 5A and our last year to play the you know, the Williamsons and BC Rains that were in our area last season and Alberta, and then to go to a whole new format. It was an interesting spring, to say the least.
Michael, let me ask you this. Thank you for mentioning that, because it is going to be a lot different. And for maybe folks that don't understand what's happening here, talk about how private and public, what that's going to look like for all sports as they separate.
Well, I mean, it's the way it's set up, the split is really just designed for the postseason. But you see it affect everything else. So we've always scheduled with the mind to prepare ourselves for what our area and sub-region and regionals are going to look like. I wanted to play teams that had the size, athleticism, and just the type of style that we would need to compete against to advance in the postseason. So in order to do that now, I have to schedule differently. You know, we need to travel a little bit and play some of, you know, the teams that are in class AA throughout the state. And so we're going to do that. And of course that means we're, in order to do that, and make the schedule work, we're playing fewer of the teams around here that we've traditionally played and had great rivalries with, but that's what's going to be necessary to prepare us for the postseason. So, you know, we're going to go up to the Lee County area and play Glenwood and Lee Scott, who, you know, we've never seen those guys, and I don't know those coaches yet. Right. We're going to play in a tournament with some of the schools from Huntsville. They're actually coming down to our William Mitchell tournament in December. Westminster Christian and John Paul II are going to come down for that, along with some other schools. Briarwood Christian is going to come down to that. So, you know, that's how it trickles down a little bit, just that you're going to see, I think, fewer of those Mobile Baldwin matchups that have involved the private schools, you know, over the last, since I've been coaching and for decades before that.
You know, I think, you know, Michael, I know that.
That's not bad. I mean, it's different. It's not bad. I'm not contrasting good and bad here. It's just different. It's new. We're going to figure it out. We're going to compete at a high level. And we're going to make the absolute best of it. I think there's a lot of positives that can be found in it. You know, for us, our area will be McGill, St. Paul's, Faith Academy, and St. Michael's. So there's not going to be a lot of travel for us in our area. And those are going to be just absolutely epic, fun environments when those 5 schools play all those games in the area play. I mean, those are kids who know each other, rivalries that have been going on for decades as well. So that's going to be really good. I think the coaching is as good as you'll find in any area in the state, in that area right there. The level of competition is still very, very high. So there's a lot of positives too. I'm not disparaging anything. All of this is completely out of my control, and I'm going to go and have our team prepared to compete every night and make sure we're ready to compete at the highest level when the postseason gets here.
And, you know, Michael, I think that's what everybody at this point has got, the attitude everybody needs to take. Because I'm kind of like you, you know, there's some things that are transpiring that I may not be in agreement with, but it is what we're going to face, and it's what we're going to do. So we can stand around and cry about it all we want to, but we better go ahead and start getting ready to play whatever it is and taking our team to that level. Now, I want to go back in time a little bit with you. When you came, we got about 2 minutes to go. When you came to UMS, Rod, you inherited a program that was struggling a little bit when you got there. I think that 17 wins or something like that in the last 2 years beforehand. Tell us what it took at that time. So maybe some of our other younger coaches who are taking spots in places where they're trying to build a program, what it took to kind of get that thing turned around to the place where you are now?
Well, it takes patience. We were not very good on the win-loss totals my first 2 years there, but we were really good in terms of building foundations for what was to come. And one of the guys who was on those first two teams is my top assistant now, Jonathan Thornton. And man, I just know the foundation he was part of laying in those years that led to the success we've had, you know, the 12 years since then. And you just have to be patient. You have to believe in what you're doing and see the big picture and the long road, and know that sometimes success on the scoreboard isn't going to be tonight, but you're building a foundation of work ethic, attitude, and installing whatever system you believe in to change the culture a little bit and get kids buying in and believing. And we were able to do that with some high character kids with tremendous work ethic that now are very proud of the program they were a part of.
Mike, we appreciate you. Michael, we do. We appreciate you taking time to be with us, and got to have you back on here real soon. A lot to get into with you, just a short segment, but we're going to have you back real soon, all right?
Sounds great, guys. Keep hitting singles.
Good stuff. Coach Michael Knapp right there, UMS Wright. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, our Legend Series returns. It is Robert Schaut-Los is on with us.
Coming to you live. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by the Hayden Williams Alpha Insurance Agency. Now for Hour 2, here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Prep Sports Report, of course, presented today by Hayden Williams Alpha Agency. Glad to have them as sponsors with us, and always good to talk high school sports. Mark, it doesn't matter where we are, we always talk high school sports.
That's
and it's
right.
Certainly good to do it today on a somewhat of a cloudy Saturday. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, on an assignment. We'll say that. Okay, I think that's what you have to officially contractually say.
Contractually say. Yes.
That's right. Hey, it is time to go to our Boudreaux's guest line and welcome in as we continue our Legend Series. Robert Los, known as Shot, and Mark, before we do any more inductions.
At one time or another, somebody wanted to try to shoot him, I'm sure. So I think that's where Shot got his. And I say that tongue in cheek, Shot. Don't get mad at me.
There you go. Long time Southwest District District Director of Football Officials for the HSAA and one of the most influential leaders in high school officiating along the Gulf Coast. Shot is with us. Shot, how you doing, sir? Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Doing very well, Randy and Coach Lasseter. Is Coach Cleveland there today? Is he off?
He's on. Wait, hang on. I'm going to air quote assignment.
He's on assignment.
There you go.
You know what that means.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Shot, let me ask you, 47 years, and we got a ton of questions we're going to get into with you. I want to ask you real quick, 47 years you've been doing this. How quick did that 47 years go by?
Quick. No, not really. I've been reflecting on this ever since we talked the other day, and it's been a long. Well, not been a long, but it's been interesting and very enjoyable. In 1978, I'm going to tell you a little story here, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's your time, buddy.
In 1978, I was coaching my two boys in Little League Baseball, and I'm going to tell you how I got into officiating, so I'm telling you the story. And there was an umpire on the field. He made a call I didn't think was right. And I thought he was out of position. So I went out and talked to him. I didn't go out yelling at him or anything like that. And I asked him, I said, you're in the right position. He said, I made the right call. I said, okay. I said, well, I think he was out of position. He said, well, look. He says, we start high school umpire meetings in January. If you want to become an umpire, won't you show up? And I said, I'll see you in January. So in 1979 of January, I showed up at the meeting, and that umpire I'm talking about, we all know his name is Terry Curtis.
We're gonna
blame Curtis for this. but at any rate, it started out me umpiring baseball, high school, college. I got the opportunity to call a couple of Bay Bear games and even a Triple A game in New Orleans, the Zephyrs, New Orleans Zephyrs. But like I said, I've been involved 47 years, 10 years as a 22 years as a, over 22 years as an official on the field. 10 years as a baseball director for the HSAA, 15 years as a football director. I gave up the football director's job 2 years ago. And I thought it was time for a change for that. And I stepped right in back into the director's job of baseball, and I stayed a year. And I liked it so much, I decided to go back on the field as a baseball official last year and this year, too. But at any rate, I've had a good run. I've enjoyed it, especially being around those kids, you know, teaching the kids the rules of the game, and also some of the coaches, because you know, sometimes the coaches need some training too. You understand? You know what I'm saying, Coach Laster?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Schottenbach known to got me in anger management years ago.
I wasn't going to go there, but you ain't the only coach. There's another coach named Cyberisa had to go there too, Coach.
Oh, man.
With the others, so.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. When you first got started, that first game, do you remember feeling nervous or like, what am I doing? Am I not, how did you feel in that first ball game?
What am I doing out here? And do I know what I'm doing? Well, let me tell you, back when I started, we didn't have any training camps or nothing like that. We had the old school umpires, and baseball and in football. Well, the first thing would tell you, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. I'll cover whatever it is. You know, you just sit back and you know, kind of look around and see what we do, and then you know we'll go from there. But yeah, the first game in baseball, it was kind of, oh wow, there's a lot to learn out here, but it is a lot to learn out there as an official. Now in football, when I officiated football, we officiated four man crews. we had four officials on the football field, and that was it. You had two linemen, the umpire, and a referee. And the line guys handled the, you know, deep passes or short passes or whatever. So there again, we didn't have any training then. It's the same deal. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't blow your whistle, I'll blow the whistle, and don't throw that flag, I'll throw that flag. Because you don't know what you're doing. But anyway, as you progress during the season, you kind of figured out the game, what to do, and asked a lot of questions at the meetings, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that was our training when I first started. So, but that all changed years later, you know. So, but
is there a game shot that sticks out to you? Like, we got about a minute. And what's going to happen, Shaw? We're going to have about a minute to go here. Music's going to start, and we'll stop, and then we're going to bring you back after the commercial break. Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, but I want to tell you, start thinking about this question. Think about there's a game or a moment that stands out to you, in all those years of refereeing baseball and football. Anything that sticks out in your mind is one that really has a lot of meaning for you. We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. That'll give you a second to – and no comments about the Fairhope sideline back in the early 2000s.
Now, hold on a second, Mark. Now, that was my question I had for Shot. Did you ever have to walk over –
we won't go there.
You got about 30 seconds if you want to clean that up real quick, Mark.
They would tell Mark, let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are visiting with Robert Lowe, better known as Shot. Now, you got a reason why he's named Shot. Maybe we find out why he's named Shot.
No, but of course, Ben, I'll tell you.
All right, that sounds good.
Long time Southwest District Director of Football Officials for the HSAA. And, of course, and we've talked about how influential he has been with so many officials throughout the years. 47 years doing this, Mark. And when we come back from our break, we're going to find out, you know, talk a little bit about that influence that he's had and
who he's
influenced. And, of course, we know how he got started. He got started by the man, the myth, the legend.
That's right.
Terry Curtis.
Had him on last week.
Absolutely. And I wish we'd had that. I wish we would have had that information right there.
Yeah, it'd been good.
We would have asked Terry about that. And it'd have been funny to hear Terry's side of that story.
That's right. I can promise you. Shot, we'll come right back to you after this break, buddy, and talk to you for about another 15 minutes before we have to move on.
All right, so hang tight. Hang tight, Shot. We'll be right back. And, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report presented by Hayden Williams Alpha Insurance Agency. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Rick Cleland has the weekend off. Actually, he's on assignment, Mark, I think is the way we're doing that.
Yes, so that's correct.
We continue our legend series right here on the Prep Sports Report, and we do that with one of the very best, Shot Lowe, Robert Shot Lowe, 47 years as an official. And Shot, whenever we left, Mark had asked you the question. We've given you about 4 minutes to think about this. Is what game, what play, what was the most memorable moment in your officiating career that stands out the most?
Well, there was a bunch. I was very fortunate to call a lot of games, championship playoff games. But what stood out was a baseball game of all things. I love umpiring baseball too. Was a Murphy McGill game. and it was for the region or the area championship, and I had to play it. And this game was 1-1 going to the bottom of the seventh, and it was two. It was a 3-2 count. It was why I remember it. It's 3-2 count, two outs, bottom of the seventh. And the kid gets up to the plate, hits a jacked a home run, and it winds up being 2-1 game. And there's like an hour and 20 minute game at that. And I don't know why that game has always stood out to me, but it has as far as any games. There's been many others as well. The Fairhope Daphne series has always been a great rivalry. It's always been great competitive. The Murphy Biger game. I mean, I've been in all the big games in both baseball and in football. I've been very, very blessed to have that opportunity to do that. But that one game, the Murphy McGill game, that was over 35 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. It still sticks with you.
That's awesome.
But there, you know, there was one other game. This may sound kind of bad, but I'm going to tell you what happened. I was umpiring a AAA baseball game in New Orleans, New Orleans Zephyrs. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not, but it's a
sure.
There was a coach there for New Orleans. His name was Tim Foley. He played with the Pirates back in the early 70s.
I don't remember.
He was a head baseball coach, but he was a gruff old guy. Now, I mean, they were playing the Nashville Sound that night, and I had to play it, of course. And it was 100 degrees in New Orleans. And he started off the plate. Wanted to argue, or he did, but the coach at Nashville Sound wanted to argue about the ground with us anyway. And then Tim Foley got into it, and they got into it before he started the game. And I had to set So this is real quick. I'll finish it up real set. So the first batter gets up, and he walks. So the second batter gets up. This for the Nashville Sound, and the left-handed batter. And New Orleans has a catcher. He's about 6'7", big guy, too big for a catcher. Ball comes in. Catcher sees he can't get it. The ball hits the dirt, and guy breaks from first to second. So, you know, he jumps up at me, calls interference. So here comes Foley out from the dugout from New Orleans. He is raising Kane. I mean, he's saying words I've never heard of, and I still can't just ain't heard those words. But anyway, and he chirped on me for four innings in that dugout, and he's wanting me to throw him out. I know what he's wanting to do, and I wouldn't, but he stopped. He didn't say another word. I didn't hear another peep out of that dugout until we were walking off at the end of the game. New Orleans won the game. I remember that. And the police was escorting us to our room, and the officer said, "You hear what happened to Foley in the fourth inning?" I said, "No." He said he had a stroke. He had a stroke and had to take him to the hospital. I said,
"Oh my God! Oh my God! Wow!"
But he turned out being okay, I think. So, but anyway, that was kind of interesting. In my own part. Games and everything, but anyway, I
reckon that's one way to get them quiet in a dugout.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
I just thought that was ironic, something like that happened.
No kidding.
I didn't know I'd have his blood pressure up that high.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you a question. You've had a front row seat now for years, and we'll talk just about football for a minute. Of South Alabama football, Mobile and Baldwin County and our surrounding areas. What makes football so special in this area?
Oh, God. The competitiveness of the schools, the coaches, the players. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not saying this because you're a coach, Lash. I think we got the best coaches in the state down here in the Southwest District. Now things have changed over the years, but for the most part, our coaches, especially when I was officiating football, if we had an issue with players or anything else pertaining to the game or whatever, our coaches would take care of it immediately. And also with the player, if we had an issue with the players or a player, all I'd have to do is go to the coach, say number whatever 46 is showing its tail, coach, and the coach would say, "I take care of it, and I promise you that that kid was out of there, and it didn't hear another word out of that kid for the rest of the game." So, I applaud our coaches in the Southwest District as well as our kids. We got a bunch of good kids in the Southwest District too. But I attribute that to our coaches that that do a great job coaching these kids. So.
We're visiting with veteran football official Robert Schott Loesch right here on our Legend Series. Schott, we got about two and a half minutes left here. Can you kind of give us like the current state of officiating? And I know there's a shortage of officials across the – not just the state of Alabama, but, of course, across the country. What are we seeing here in Alabama? Are we seeing some recruiting going on? How can we get more officials?
Yeah, our officials have increased over the last couple of years. Of course, the pay has gone up too. But I think one of our biggest issues by getting officials, like I said, there has been an increase, but we're also having issue with keeping officials as well, and a lot of that's attributed to the coaches and fans still think that yelling and screaming at officials is the way to go, and that's definitely not the way to go, of course. But
yeah,
and it goes back to training of officials too. I think the problem I see in officials these days is they don't want to take them. I'm not going to say they don't want to take control, but it's not like it used to be when some of us old veterans are there. We talked to the coach, one time and said, "Hey, you could calm it down," and the coach would do it, And on heated moments of the game, these officials we got this day, I think they let the coach go too far. Of course, that's a sign of our times too. From when I come up to what our times are today, but we need to train our officials better, being more transparent with our coaches as well.
Thank you.
And our coaches being more transparent to our officials as well. So
there you go.
That's right.
Both ways.
That's right. Schott, hey, look, it is always a pleasure to have you. We look forward to having you back on our Legend Series again. And, man, just we could spend hours with you. All the stories you got, especially if you got any good ones about Terry Curtis, Mark Laster, or Coach Rick Cleveland.
Oh, no.
We want to hear those.
Schott, thank you, buddy.
There you go. There you go. Robert Schott Loesch.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen. I can't get past it.
You just cannot.
I cannot.
You keep wanting to say something, and you just can't.
But it's Boss Gaz. You don't interrupt that.
It's true.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I was going to say, Rick always says, "Hey, that's for you, Mark." Well, today we're going to dedicate that to him.
There you go, Rick.
We're putting his business in the street.
We're putting your business in the street.
That's right.
A little white ball.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Hey, I gotta tell you, talking with Schott Loesch, so of course 47 years as a football official, I actually did baseball as well, but there are so – you can only imagine the stories that he has, all the coaches that he's talked to, all the officials. We didn't get to that part, so we got to have a part two on this, okay, just as we do with Coach Terry Curtis. But that story with Terry Curtis is – that's a good one. That's a good one, okay? But let me ask you, one of the questions I wanted to ask him was a little bit about Friday nights. As a coach, and you've been doing this for many, many years. How many years have you been doing this now? 40?
This will be coming up 44.
44 years. You've walked the sidelines on a Friday night. And from an official standpoint, from the coach's standpoint, those officials, they take a lot, not just from the coaching staff, not just from the players as well, but from the fans, okay? How do they focus in without getting, I don't say their feelings hurt because they got pretty tough skin, but on a Friday night, how much pressure are they under on a Friday night?
I think most of those guys that who are the officials who I have watched over the years, they don't have rabbit ears. They close all that off because it's coming. Somebody's going to say something they shouldn't say. But those guys, the pressure that they feel, I think, is the pressure they put on themselves to do the best job that they can, to make the right call, to not miss a call. And they're going to miss them. You're going to miss holding. It's going to get missed because there's holding on every single play. I mean, it doesn't matter how you slice it, especially in high school football. But I think the pressure that they have primarily is what they put on themselves. They're not necessarily worried about whether the coach likes the call or whatever, or fans like it. Their pressure is, I'm doing the best job I know how to do. I want to call the game as best I can call it, and I don't want to miss a call, and I want to make the right call, you know, at the right time. And I think that's the pressure that they feel.
It kind of reminds me of the old Andy Griffith show when Andy became the plate umpire, and Opie slides into home plate. He calls him out, which was tough for him to do.
Sure.
And they go back, and somebody had taken a picture, and it was really safe. So you're going to miss him.
Yeah.
Okay, especially now with all the video out there. It's a fast game. You're not going to see everything. And I think these guys are prepared. They're going to do the very best that they can to make the right call. But you're right. It's going to get missed from time to time. And, you know, it works on both sides. Sometimes this one didn't work for you, but maybe the next one does.
That's right.
So give the officials a little break, okay? Especially you T-ball moms and dads, okay? It's T-ball. Even whenever you move up to the Little League, all right, there's no sense in ever having a fight over anything, all right? And it kills me. It kills me to see that.
It happens every day.
What are you saying to the children? It's okay to fight if you don't like the call?
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was watching one yesterday on something, and these guys got into it with an umpire, and then another parent got involved, and next thing you know, they're pushing and shoving, and a 4-year-old girl got knocked down. Inadvertently by just somebody backing up before she couldn't get out of the way. And I'm like, good grief. We're knocking down little kids behind the fence? I mean, what are we doing, you know? So, I don't know. That some of that's gotten out of hand.
Hey, let Robert Schott-Loose be a good example for you. If you don't like the way it's being called, go become an umpire or an official.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
Okay? And then you...
And be quiet.
Yeah.
Get out of the stands if they're yelling at every call, and come put the stripes on, and you get out there and do a better job.
That's exactly right.
Until then, be quiet.
That's exactly right.
You know, and I will defend myself a little bit here. I know there was a couple of innuendos about things.
We weren't going there, but okay.
I will, but I'm saying this and for Schott and my dear a late friend Bob Pannoni, I came to Fairhope after it's my first year there. And they came in and said, Mark, you've got to calm down on the sideline. This is about fifth, sixth game of the season. And I knew I was all over them. And I said, guys, I understand. I get it. I said, you know, I just know that our program's in a place where I feel like I got to fight for everything I can get. I want those kids to know I'm fighting for them. And, you know, and Schott was like, that's right. But you got to do it in a better way.
Yeah.
You know? And so... I appreciate the simple fact that they came to see me. They didn't have to do that, you know. They didn't have to, and they cared enough about me as a coach that they didn't know to say, "Hey, you can do this better." And it taught me a lesson. And I did get better. And I'll never be able to repay those guys for that few moments. And that's what Shot Los is all about and Bob Pannone was about. And there's so many visuals out there that are just like them. And we got to do a better job of making them feel welcome when they come into a gym or a baseball field or a football field or soccer pitch. How you like that? Soccer pitch?
Yeah.
They got to be we got to make them feel welcome and respected when they come in.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. Hey, let's turn and talk. I'm going to throw a name out there, and you tell me what's going on here. Coach Rob McHugh.
Coach Rob McHugh is a Westbrook Christian assistant football coach, a longtime coach there, and boys and girls golf coach there. And he's won a few state championships, a couple of runner-ups, just has done a great job there. In 2000, I think it was 2003 or 4, Rob was diagnosed with ALS, and he was only given X amount of time to live. And he's still there.
Yeah.
And he's got a thing on Instagram that he started telling his story, and he is starting to do some public speaking. And that's what we want to talk about him for a moment this morning.
Let's hear from Coach Rob McHugh, okay? And then when we get through with that, we're going to go straight to our phone line. We've got a special guest on there as well, okay? So if we can go ahead and hear that little spot from Coach Rob McHugh.
I was told in 2005 that I'd be dead. But I'm still here in 2026. Back in 2003, I was diagnosed with ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And the doctors, four different specialists, gave me 2 years to live. 2 years. Think about that for a minute. I had a family, a life, a future that I thought I understood. But everything changed in a minute. And I had a choice to make. Quit or keep showing up. I chose to keep showing up. And I'm still here. Keep fighting. Never give up.
Coach Rob McHugh, if you're interested in learning more about him, he's on Instagram at Coach Rob, or just Rob McHugh, Never Give Up. You can find it on Instagram. And he is doing public speaking about how to keep fighting through tough times. And I think he's a great guy and would love to help him out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Hey, we got about a minute and a half left here. Let's go to our Boudreaux Cajun Grill guest line. And we got a special guest on the line with us. Dalton, who do we have?
I believe we have Coach Rick Cleveland's son on the line. And
Clay's
know
on the line
well.
With
Clay
us.
Clay is on the line with us. That's right.
Hey, Clay, how you doing, pal?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Doing fantastic.
Buddy.
What's going on?
Hey, listen, guys. I just want to give you guys a quick call while Dad's on assignment and let you guys know what an amazing job you guys do and what you have meant to my father. You guys are so special to him, and you poured so much into him. And just listening to you three when y'all are all together brings a smile to my face. So the only reason I called is to tell you guys thank you for what you mean to my father and what you guys do for local athletes and for that community down there. It's special, it's appreciated, and it's important.
Wow, Clay, that is great. Thank you so much, pal.
That is
special, dude. And
we love that man.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. He is a special guy.
He's special, that's for sure. But watching him and listening to him when he's with y'all, he is a fulfilled man, and he's a blessed man to have you guys in his life.
Well, we appreciate that.
I just wanted to give you guys that call this morning to tell you how much I appreciate y'all. Not only just for him, and I'll reiterate, for what you guys do for the community, for athletes, for coaches, and especially officials. I caught your last segment, and here's what I'll say about officials, because I'm a coach, and I would love to get on them too. But there is no game without them.
No.
And they are giving up their time with their family, their kids, and they don't have to do it, and they're not getting paid a lot of money. So just remember that the next time you're at a game. They are giving up everything.
That's good, sir.
To be there for your children, not their children, but for your children.
That's right.
Clay, that is awesome, man. That is awesome. And we really appreciate that. Now, I would ask one favor of you. When you talk with your dad again, could you do me a favor and ask him not to take so much of my money? Because he's bankrupted me. He's bankrupted me. Clay, thank you, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
Okay, man. All right. Clay Cleveland. I think that's the first time I've had him on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great
stuff.
Made my day. Great stuff right there. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, look, we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, Coach Mark Laster has got the Camp Gray segment right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, today we've been talking a lot about officiating and coaches. We had Michael Knapp on. He talked a little bit about, you know, some things that they did at the origin of him arriving at UMS Wright. And then he talked about, you know, with the new plan, I mean, for the new however you want to call it, and how you approach that. Well, that's the coach's job. And so one thing that I think is important is that we as coaches need to remember this, and I think our parents and administrators and teachers alongside of us need to also remember, high school coaches do far more than teach sport. Every practice, every bus ride, every conversation is an opportunity to shape a young life. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." A coach's greatest influence isn't found on the scoreboard. It's found in the example they set. Players may forget wins and losses, but they will always remember the character, integrity, and faith they saw in their coach. Today, let's pray that coaches everywhere will recognize the incredible impact they have had and lead their players with wisdom, purpose, and a Christ-like love. You know, and I see that, and man, it hits me that I had so many years. You know, I guess every old coach has a chance to do this now. You can look back and say, man, I could have done this so much better. I could have done that. This situation I handled poorly, you know. Or in this era of my life, I was all out of rhythm. I wasn't acting in the best interest of the kids or whatever. But we can look back and do it. But I think today we need to talk about that more. And really talk about it with our young coaches as they get ready for their first and second years of coaching, and make it almost a mandatory thing where they hear, here are some things that are really important about coaching. And I use this example all the time. Chuck Domino, assistant coach at Fairhope High School, came into the office for an interview with me when he first was coming down to J. Larry Newton, came by, and he said, the thing he said that I will never forget, he said, Coach, if the trash needs emptying, I'll stop and empty it. Hired. Boom. Right there. Because he told in that message, in that statement, he told a story that he is a person who takes care of the details and the things that maybe nobody else wants to do.
Love it.
And that is where I feel like your best coaches come from. And Chuck Domino is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And he's still coaching. I think he and Ralph Watson coached the freshman team at Fairhope now, and two of my favorite people. But I'll never forget that interview with Chuck, and knew right then that any way possible, we wanted to get him hired. And I think we need more of that. in our, you know, in teaching what it's not all about Friday night. Friday night's great, you know. Baseball doubleheaders on Saturday afternoon are great, but that's not the end all. The end all is what is taught in between, on the bus ride, on those minutes where you got that kid by yourself and you're talking to him about something that's going on in his life. What are you teaching him? So that's kind of the thoughts I had for this morning. And, you know, I think it's an important thing.
You know, let me, and that you made a point there, and it kind of resonates with me because I see people, look, if there's a piece of trash on the floor or on the golf course, what does it say whenever you see a golfer that sees a piece of trash on the golf course and he picks it up, puts it in his bag or in his cart to go throw it away, okay? And what does it say whenever you see that another golfer come by and go walk over it and doesn't pick it up? I mean, that tells me a lot about people.
Yeah.
And they will do what it takes. And that's certainly important what you said there. So
it is to me. And I think it's, you know, I think that's an important thing. And I think it's something you see somebody who picks up a piece of trash for no reason other than it just needs to be picked up. They got a lot of character.
No doubt. Hey, Mark, it's been a great show. It's been a fast 2 hours, and it was great to have Coach Knapp on with us. Great to have Robert Schott Lose on, 47 years as an official in the state of Alabama. Just a man of many stories and a funny, funny guy. Got to have him back on. Great to hear from Clay Cleveland as well.
Yeah.
And great to hang out with you. Now, you're going to hang out with us in the next hour. Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show is coming up. We've got a great show lined up for you. Bobby Hall is going to be here. Of course, you're going to be here for a little bit. We're going to talk some Alabama football. We'll talk some recruiting. We've got golf to talk about. You got to say congratulations to Auburn as the men's team gets another national championship. Absolutely. How about girls softball? Did you watch any of that? I watched a ton of it. A little disappointed that Alabama didn't make it because I thought they would. This was a year they could have really won the national championship. But you got to give the kudos to Texas Longhorn, the Lady Longhorns, as they fought back from an elimination bracket, fought back and won six games to win the national championship.
Did they beat Texas Tech?
They beat Texas Tech 2-0.
That's what I thought. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. So just great playing by them. But a lot to get into. We'll have a special guest on. One of my friends. From a long time. He was the head pro out at Sherwood Country Club in Malibu, California. Lance Smith is going to be on with us. Of course, if you're not familiar with Sherwood, Wayne Gretzky lived out there. He now lives in Florida, but he lived out there, was a member there. That's where Tiger had his tournament for many, many years. But we're going to talk a little about Sherwood, but more importantly, we're going to talk about Riviera. That's where the LPGA is playing the U.S. Women's Open right now, and how great that golf course is. And he's going to break it down for you and tell you why that is one of the top-rated golf course, not just in the nation, but in the world. Why is that? He'll tell you about that. We've got a lot to get into. Baseball, softball, football, golf, it's all going to happen. And wrap that up in 1 hour. Okay, so I don't know how we're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out for sure. But it's going to be a fun hour, so we're excited to be doing that.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And kind of on another track down the road, summer workouts are starting for football teams.
Yeah.
I mean, we were driving by Daphne the other day, and I saw Daphne's kids out working, and coaches got them out working. And I know that there was a 7-on-7 tournament somewhere, I don't remember where it was. Maybe it's in Birmingham, but I know that Robertsdale had gone up there and played in that, and they were playing Carver, Montgomery, and Enterprise, and Auburn, and Thompson. I'm like, man, they're already playing 7-on-7.
You know, and I really hope that Robertsdale can go a little bit this year. I mean, they kind of come out a little bit. They'll win a game or two in the beginning, and then that's about it. And I really hope that those kids can get this year be the year for them, okay? Because that's a community that I think they're looking for some wins. And I think they got an opportunity this year.
I think that they have a chance to possibly improve on it. They lost some really good guys.
Well, your son is a coach there.
They lost some really good players off their defense. But the quarterback's back. He's a good little player. And so it ought to be fun to watch.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us for the Prep Sports Report. Next hour, Southern Fairway Sports Radio. And for Coach Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, I'm Randy Bergen. We'll see you right after the break as we continue with Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Thank you.